You know, Mark Twain was at a conference, and it was a very long conference. At the end, he was a little exasperated, and he said, "Everything has been said, just not by everybody, yet." Okay, so I'm going to try to add something that wasn't said or wasn't stressed. Rabbi Akiva really inspires us as a Baal Teshuva with the story of the water which dripped on the rock. And that water bore a hole in his heart. And with Kirev, we have tools with the Torah to bore a hole, make an IV drip, a spiritual IV drip, that gets into a person's neshama and brings them out. So one area that we have, which is very easy to do, easy outreach, as Rabbi Yossi spoke about, are articles and videos, short videos, that many of us see we have to be involved on the internet. So the first part of this is articles. Now, there's a right way to send an article and there's a wrong way to send an article. I just want to mention a couple of those clawing very quickly. So the first thing is, you can't be an article stalker. We saw the stalker last night. We all know people that flood our inboxes, unfortunately, with many, many articles, and we don't even open it up because it's overloaded. So the idea is to send, I would say, twice a month. Twice a month is a very good kind of an idea as a drip, drip, drip. H.com, I look at it every week, and other Torah facilities. People are on here at the Wall Street Journal. You find a good article twice a month. Unless someone asks you, "I really love that article," or you know they're going to love that, because you want them to open your articles up. That's number one. Don't overload. Number two is it must be personal. A lot of people will get a great article and they'll send it to 500 people. That doesn't work because you're trying to develop a relationship and show them they're special. That's number one here. So it's a double mitzvah, double benefit. So make it personal. Try as well to put the article in the body of the email if you can, not as a link, because they're more likely to read it if it pops up. You can cut and paste. Try it. It doesn't always work. Try to pick a short article. Lengthy 10-page tomes they don't want to read. That's for us who are more interested. Okay? Short. Write a little note on the front saying, "Dear John, thought you might like this, Simcha." Very important to say, "P.S., let me know what you think." Because you want them to respond and to create a dialogue with you. Right now, what kind of article should you use? So, obviously you want to get them to a Torah site at some point, H.com or other places, because you really want that to be on their favorites. That's the goal, because the drip, 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 they on their own are going to start doing that, going to these websites, becoming the backdrop for their growth in Torah. But when you find an article from the Wall Street Journal, as an example, or the New York Times, or a mainstream publication, they see credibility. When Yuri Forman, who is aspiring rabbi, becomes a world boxing champion, as reported in the New York Times about 3 months ago, people take note of that. Yuri Zohar becomes firm. People take note of these things. So if you use a Wall Street Journal article that someone might send you, you might see, it's gold. The subprime meltdown, I wrote an article about that. If it wasn't in the New York Times, but it's relevant. Okay, so those are the articles you're looking for. Okay, now I want to move on to perhaps even a more powerful medium. And this is short videos. They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. If that's true, a video is probably worth 100,000 words. And people today are just more plugged in to videos in that world than ever before. Handheld devices, it's just that is the medium of the generation. H.com and others, there's hundreds of amazing short videos that really leave an impact. Now, don't short sell the value of humor. As you saw, Yossi Friedman, secular people like to laugh too. So to find a humorous video which has something to do with Yiddishkeit, it's a tremendous door opener. What I'd like to do now is show you a very short video clip I picked it because it was short. Not as much Torah insight as maybe you'd want, but very short about a holiday. Because during the holidays is a very good time to give either an article or a short video. So I'd like to cue up the car wash short video for you to take a look at.